All right, good morning, everybody. So the last 2 weeks we've been talking about the list, the temptation of not doing the list, and one thing I think it's really important, it came out in a lot of assignments too, is that this list is not our list. In other words, it's our list of things to do, but it's not a list of our own making. It's not what we decide every day is important. You know, there's a, I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I got the gist of it. And I think it was Martin Luther who at one time said something like this, or at least his quote is said to have said something like this. I have so much to do today that I have to spend 4 hours in prayer before I get started. So, you know, we think of that and we think, well, that's insane. I'm never going to do that. But I think the point is that, you know, our list starts with God. And if we're not starting our list and our day right there, then who knows what list we're doing and who knows what things we're involved in and whether they're really what we're supposed to be doing or not. And you know, as we learn in these chapters, you know, our triangle, mind, body, spirit. So, you know, that has to be at the top of the list. That has to be the top of what we're doing today, taking care of. And then it made me think about the sliding scale. We've all learned the lesson of the sliding scale. We have maybe 1 through 5 going up. We have a line going horizontal of mind, body, spirit, family, business, and we got the line going down. Hopefully we're not hitting that of -1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if anything is below zero, you need to make an assessment because you may be 5 on family and your business is failing. You may be +10 on your business, but your family is failing. So the idea of the sliding scale is balance because the rate of failure is the rate from the highest point to the lowest point. And the more in balance we are with the things, then you know, we're probably on beam and taking care of what we need to be taking care of. Because our companies are gifts. Our companies are gifts from God. And we need to treat them as the gift and tool that God has given us. You know, I just met, for me personally, I just met with a bunch of the key people in my company this last week. And, you know, they all have families. Now they're growing up. A couple of these people I've known for a long time. Their kids are adults, their kids are going off. You know, these are people I've known for a long time. And these are people that they've stuck by me through thick and thin, some of them, some through some really tough times, and they've enjoyed the good times. And these are families that God has given me the ability to help provide a job. They make good money, they take care, their kids are going off to college, all kinds of things. And we need to see. You know, see these people, they're part of my list. They're part of what I do every day. And they're part of what God's given me as a gift. And that this company is a tool that He's given. And as we go on to the art of giving today, isn't that it? We allow, we, as, you know, always, as I know at the beginning, at least last time, Patrick talked about giving and leaving people with their dignity when we give. And I think that's such a key, such a key. Anyway, let's pray as we get into this time. Sorry, I kind of got a little long-winded there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the list and a list, Lord, our list really, we can kind of pinch ourselves and say, yep, I'm alive. I got things to do today. And we thank you for the gift of our companies, our lists, our families, and all that you've blessed us with and that we get to take care of. And we just thank you for all those things. And as we get in this morning, the art of giving. We just pray as we get into this as well that you would teach us how to be really good stewards of the many blessings you've just really given us. We thank you for this time today. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. Oh man. It's convicting listening to these things, especially when you think of that. One, you think of the woman. She gave all she had, so you know. So don't go out and give away your payroll before you pay it on Friday, because I don't think that's God's will. But I do think it is His will to already have given everything we have to Him. And I just love the verse in 2 Corinthians 9:7, because I Googled it real quick because I was pretty sure this is what it said. Is, you know, it says about God just loves a, you know, cheerful giver, but it's hilarious. He loves hilarious givers. So, and that's what the cheerful giver is, a hilarious giver. He's not a stingy, and he's not stingy with his time, his talents, his money, his things. He just sees everything that he has as already given to him from God, you know, because it says in what, Psalm 50, you know, he goes, he owns it all anyway. So what are we being stingy with? Or why, what are we holding back with? What are we, you know, for those who have helped us, why are we unwilling to just give and just be blessed? And so many, just so many thoughts to come into my mind of that. But, you know, he says, you know, every beast of the forest is mine, cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds. You know, he knows everything. He counts the hairs on our head. And so let's just give. Let's just thank him for the lives we have and the people that we have around us. And I think of those who are on our team helping us, keeping us on the straight and narrow, and those who are employed by us. Our customers, there's so many places and so many opportunities we have to serve and give every day. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you do love the hilarious giver. And Lord, we can find ourselves, it's so easy to think it's mine. I have this. It's mine. I don't want to give it up, or I want to spend it this way or that way. And I deserve to be able to have this, that, or the other thing. Rather than just living our lives as an open book and with our hands open and saying every good and perfect gift comes from above. Lord, it's all been given by you. And you know, and you've just made us stewards. So may we be found to be good stewards of the many, 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 many gifts and that you've given to us today, and that we have such a blessing to have today as we go out. So now we just thank you for the opportunity. We pray, Lord, we have a list of a few more things to do today. So may we just see them as opportunities to serve and to be of service to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.